As I walked into the room where my brother was being kept, I wondered how I ever could have thought he and I were anything alike at all. It wasn't a new thought. In fact, it was a stalwart in my head, existing from the very moment I found out what my brother had been doing that summer, all those years ago. How could I not have seen it? How could things have gotten this bad, this insane, right under my nose, without me ever sensing anything was amiss? Those questions seemed antiquated to me now. They seemed like words in a book that had been written long ago, then placed on a shelf and committed to memory. More than that, they seemed irrelevant and wasteful at this particular moment. Moving forward into the room, I took stock of things. The room was larger than I imagined it being, about 30 by 50, with a large pane of glass cutting it into halves. On one side of the glass stood an armed guard, a tall man with a sunken face and a gun on his hip. On the other, turned toward the far wall and away from me, stood my brother. My attention moved to him immediately, studying him with a detective's eye. An eye that I couldn't access the last time I saw him face to face. He was dressed in the bright orange you expect to see prisoners in. The area he stood in was a simple one, consisting of a cot, a toilet, and a small table where a tray of uneaten food rested. Though it was the last thing on my mind, I noticed the food was a cheeseless burger, a carton of milk, and an unpeeled orange. In truth, it looked more like a school lunch than what I expected my brother to be eating. Though, honestly, I had never really thought about what Ethan might be eating in here. I tried not to think about him at all. "They told me you were coming," he said without turning toward me. "I didn't believe it, but they told me." "That's right." His voice was lighter than mine, an octave or two higher. I had completely forgotten about that. "I'm here," I said flatly, trying my best to keep the emotion out of my voice. Whatever I was feeling, and I honestly couldn't tell right now, he didn't deserve it. "I'd ask how you were doing, but that doesn't really seem like enough, does it?" he asked, still facing the wall. "Too much? Not enough. It doesn't matter either way," I said. "This isn't a social call. I don't care how you're doing, and you have no right to know how I am." "Look at that. Andy got hard," he mused.